Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Clarkson, since you've been gone on 98.5, Beck and Jazeel driving you home.
Let me just say, it's good to be back in the building. I'm glad to be reunited with my team. Right. Now, it's been a long time.
Just over 3 weeks.
Of course.
So nice to be back.
You got the Rona for the second time.
I did. Can you believe that?
I know.
I can't. Unlucky.
Also, Talana, producer Talana, you got the spicy flu as well.
I did. So we finished off the Friday here, and then the following week, both my partner and I went camping, and yeah, true as Bob.
True as Bob.
There it goes. We acknowledge that.
It's not a saying we use.
It's a Talana saying.
And true as Uncle Betty.
Yeah, Uncle Betty.
Hey, don't judge. Now, Talana, the reason I ask is because something happened, and because of COVID, you couldn't do something.
No.
Please fill in everyone.
Oh, just like thinking about it just reminds me of the smell, and I can smell it now.
Oh, no.
So when we were camping, I think on the Tuesday or so, we went fishing. Mm-hmm. So my boyfriend was like, oh, let's just go get some bait. We went to the bait shop, got some squid, got like a little bait box for the squid. So I put the squid in the bait box and put the bait box in the bucket that, you know, we took fishing.
Yeah.
So it's like triple layered.
Yeah, triple layered. Perfect. Fine. No worries. Yeah. And then didn't catch any fish. We packed the car on the Wednesday because that's when we started feeling sick. Got home completely. I mean, COVID wrecks.
Yeah.
So took everything out of the car that needed washing, but did not take out the bucket of fish because, you know.
I don't know. I feel like I would have just taken it out.
To be honest,
been the first thing.
Yeah, it would have been the first thing before the clothes.
I did not pack the car, so I was like, just get the clothes out. You know, you don't think about the bait because I thought you chucked it because why would you get the bait?
Yeah, gotcha.
Because we're going to go home.
Give it to the fish.
Yeah, so the bait has been sitting in the car for a week and a half.
Oh, nope.
And the smell is still in the car.
So the smell is still in your car. Obviously, you've taken it out.
Yeah, we
What have you done to get rid of this? Like,
did it spill anywhere?
Because why is the smell still in your car if it didn't spill
anywhere?
That's
the question that I ask myself to this day.
So it was in a bucket.
It was in a little bucket.
It leaked in the bucket.
No.
But at no point did it actually get outside of that.
It did not get outside
so
of the bucket.
So it was so stinky. It was soaked into all the material
just
in the car.
Just to give you, you a gory warning quickly. Yeah. It looked like a strawberry milkshake.
Jazeel and I, if you want to head to our Instagram stories, we took a smell of that car earlier today.
It was
if
really
anybody
gross.
Wants to buy an X-Trail 2010, please contact 98FIV.com.
Does smell like
you get a
things you can't imagine.
You have to buy before you drive.
I bet you've smelt some gross things in your time.
I have. I have smelt some stuff.
What is the smelliest thing that you've...
The smelliest thing, the worst...
What's the worst smell you've ever smelt?
Look, I knew you would probably ask me this question, and I've been hum and ha-ing about which story to share with you. But we're family.
The fact that you've got multiple stories, I only have the one.
The fact that we're family, I'm just going to be completely honest with you, okay? And it's going to look bad on me.
Okay.
It's going to look really, really bad on me, but I'm just going to share it.
Sure.
What did you do?
It's a safe space.
No judgment. Can we promise no judgment here?
No.
Promise?
No.
Promise no judgment.
I will not look at you. How does that sound?
Okay. Well, we were on a boys' trip. This is going back when I was about 18. We went on a snowboarding trip, and there was a whole bunch of us guys, and we thought, how funny would it be if we all, in your language, Beck, tooted in a bottle for the entire weekend?
What?
So, look, again, I was young. No judgment here. So what we did, we tooted in a bottle all weekend for 3 days. It was a long weekend.
So just farting in a bottle?
Yeah, and then quickly putting the cap back on.
So every time you needed to toot?
All of us.
Doesn't the air escape when you open it to toot again?
You would think so.
Do the science, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
So we did that, and then whoever did the dumbest thing that weekend would have to smell and inhale the smell.
Sorry,
Do not try this at home.
Did everyone fart in the same bottle?
Everyone in the same bottle. Okay. So you'd quickly open the cap, toot, and then long story short, I can't remember what I did, but I did the dumb deed.
Oh, no.
And so I was the first one to smell the bottle.
Smell the bottle.
Is the worst smell I've ever smelt in my life.
That is disgusting.
And I don't think, I hope it never changes.
Now, that's not the type of stories I was after, but hey, I'll take it. Let us know.
So rank.
You asked the question. No judgment.
What is the worst thing you've ever smelt?
I was 18.
Give us a call. 9313-0985. What's the worst thing you've ever smelt?
It's gross.
Jenny, what is the worst thing you've ever smelt?
Many years ago, I was living in Beaconsfield, and I did the food shopping, as we do. And I bought a roast chicken, and it had rolled when I was driving under the seat of the front. And I completely forgot about it, just grabbed all the shopping, went inside. And I thought, oh, I must have forgotten it at the shop, thinking, you know, you don't think anything else and just keep on with things. And a week later, I could smell this smell, and I had no idea what it was. I had no idea. Cleaned my car, still didn't find it, and then I found it. I went, oh.
What did it smell like?
It was full of maggots in it. Oh. Really rank. And it was, it turned me off chicken for a very long time.
Oh, is it like a smell that if you thought about it, you could like remember the smell?
Oh, it's the most horrible feeling. And it was summer too, which was even worse.
Oh, man, we should have cooked instead.
Oh, man.
Oh,
how did you get the smell out?
Believe it or not, don't laugh.
Oh, this would be good.
I used, what do I call it? It's like bicarb.
Oh, yeah.
I literally, like, kept that wet and just literally let it soak into the
fabric
for a while. I don't have the car anymore, mind you.
You sold it pretty quick after that.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Jenny. Glenn's given us a call. Glenn, what is the worst thing you've ever smelt?
Hi, I had my kids in the car. We'd been to the beach. We got some shopping on the way back. I left about 1.5 kilos of 4-quarter lamb chops. Ooh. They're in the back seat. I said to the kids, empty the car. So the car was parked in the driveway for a week. We didn't use it for a week. When I opened the door, it was putrid.
Oh.
Yours smelled like. Mine was terrible.
Oh.
So did you say 1 kg of lamb chops? Is that what the...
Yes. Oh. Yes, I had people coming over and extra food, and I completely forgot about these, and they were growing. They were terrible.
Was it in summer or winter?
No, it was summer. It was like 38 degrees each week.
Oh.
Now, was there a smell even though you got rid of it?
Did it linger?
Okay. Well, I tried everything. I scrubbed the seats. I did everything. And then I read somewhere, get some charcoal, you know, like what you use in a Weber.
Yeah.
So I went out and got a bag of that, thinking, oh, yeah, whatever. So I opened them up, just opened the bag, left the bag in the car, left it for, I don't know how long, maybe a week or so, and guess what? The smell was gone.
Really? Because Talana's tried the charcoal, not working for her, unfortunately.
But I used like a whole bag of charcoal.
All right.
Oh, she only used 5.
Thank you so much, Glennis. We've also got Jane on the phone. Jane, what's the worst thing you've ever smelt?
I didn't actually smell it, but I rode off my husband's Land Cruiser. I had an accident.
Ooh.
And I had a bucket with about 60 eggs in it that I just collected that morning. And they went all through the car. And when insurance went to assess it 10 days later with my husband, they opened the car door, the two of them turned green apparently, shut the car door, and
it's
they
a write off.
The car off.
Of course. Had a scratch on it. It's a write off.
It's a write off. It stinks like disgusting rotten eggs.
60 eggs. Oh, that's disgusting. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, Jane.
At least you didn't have to clean it up. No. At that point, you're just like, it's a write-off, cool, it's give done. Me my money, let's get out of here.
I feel real sick now. Thank you to everyone who texted and called.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.